Time now to talk a little bit of racing with Brad Davidson. Good morning, Brad.
Yeah, morning, Loz. Morning, TK.
All-Star Mile down there in Victoria certainly grabbed the attention of a lot of people in the racing industry over the last 24 hours.
Yeah, it has. It's created a lot of talking points, hasn't it? And one of those yesterday was Peter Tighe, one of Winx's owners, came out in the media and said that they'll definitely give it proper consideration if Winx stays in training for the autumn next year. So it probably mean that she would miss a run in Sydney, but I think it means that she could obviously go down there for the All-Star Mile and come back here for potentially what would be a finale from racing in the Queen Elizabeth. So we'll wait and see how it all plays out. But yeah, we learned a bit more about it yesterday, that horses with a benchmark rating of 70 or above can nominate for the race by January. And then, of course, comes down to the public. Most of those spots, the public get to decide who's in. And as TK said yesterday, it does leave it open, I suppose, to the public rallying behind a certain horse. But I'm sure they'll get a great field, and any race like this should be applauded. I know there's a lot of people saying, you know, it's New South Wales versus Victorian state rivalry, but at the end of the day, the rivalry is leading to these concepts that's creating better racing and better prize money for owners.
Yeah, I don't think the punter worries about it at all. I mean, it just, yeah, just say it was on slipper day with the five group ones, which is one of my most favourite days of the entire year, Brad, and probably even a little bit underrated how good slipper day is. It's just another race to have a bet on down in Melbourne.
100%. I agree with you entirely, and that's why I don't really understand the argument either there with, you know, the Everest on Corfu Guineas Day. What it does is it adds to the day. It adds to the day.
Yeah.
Just like the All-Star Mile will do that if it's on one of Sydney's big days. You know, it just creates more theatre and more atmosphere and gives people another reason to have a bet on a big race.
What's the latest with Enable?
What a horse.
What a horse, you're right. You know, won the ARC off a disruptive preparation this year. And good to hear that news come through today that she's going to train on or continue racing in 2019. So that's tremendous news in a, you know, in an era where so many of these great horses are shipped off to stud early on. Of course, she's a mare. So like Winx, they've decided to race on. And yeah, she'll head for another ARC being the aim next year. So can't wait to see what she can produce next season.
What's that, a third, going for a third arc?
Yeah, I guess I should know, but has any horse ever won three arcs?
Oh, I'm not 100% sure, yeah. My international racing knowledge is not up there with the best.
No, it's a good day out, though. What about Scales of Justice? I mean, well, had a great campaign last campaign, but has hit a hurdle?
Yeah, he's out of the railway stakes, unfortunately, bruising to the offside front, and he needed to be treated with medication. So, but Lindsay Smith, the trainer, confident his carnival's not over, but he won't be in the railway stakes this weekend.
And Enticing Star won a trial over there in Perth.
Yeah, it was good to see her back on track. She won a trial there yesterday in pretty good fashion. And, of course, this is this mare that was, you know, has been talked about as you know, a real promising prospect from the west. It was unbeaten until the Lucia Stakes last time out, where she finished sixth, beaten just over the three lengths. I know they walked in that race, but it was well documented that she was in season at the time too. So I think that must have had a bit of an impact on her performance there, because she was 8 from 8 prior to that, and the trial at Larkhill yesterday suggests she's back on track. So looking forward to seeing her in the Widdham Bottom on Saturday week.
Well, it's that time of the week again, Brad, where we need a tip off you. Where are they at today? Dubbo?
Yeah, Dubbo. I must admit, they're not a pool of horses I know extremely well. I don't deal with them every day of the week. But race 8, number 1, Zootenant, around that $5.50 mark. I thought it was a little bit of value there on a day where I don't have a great deal of confidence. Just look, he beat the favourite home last, or two starts ago, when sitting wide, no cover, and the second favourite in the race. They've met 6 times, and Zootenant's beat him home 5 times. So I thought with those couple of stats in his favour around the 550, he should run well in the last.
Okay, so that's Dubbo Race 8, number 1. And we're going to have to be pretty Zootenant. We're going to have to be pretty patient there at $5.50. And by the way, I just had a quick Google. Enables won twice. No horse has ever won three arcs. Brad?
There you go. Yeah, well, I'd be some performance, and it just goes to put in you know, perspective what Winx has done as well in our greatest race, the Cox Plate.
And I know people don't ever believe this, but Frankie's actually won 6.
Wow.
You know.
Well,
leave me off Frankie when he comes to Australia.
No,
that's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
I'm prepared to be in your
Australia.
What's that, mate?
that if the arc was in Australia, he wouldn't have won one.
He might concentrate a little bit more if it was here. No doubt about that. Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, guys.